Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. There's no hiding. There is no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, this week's fundamental is sleep. Did you know that getting rest and good sleep can help you lose weight and reduce cravings? Mind blowing. We're going to share some things that we do to help ourselves relax to get a good night's rest. Are you ready? Let's talk. Hi, welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, another week of doing this thing. How are you doing?
Another week. I'm doing great. How about you guys? It's a little chilly, but you know, no snow.
I was chasing the sunshine today. I went for a walk to clear the brain, and I just walked in the direction of the sunshine.
I always get a little nervous because I'm waiting to see if you smell snow or something.
I do not smell any snow today. Yeah. I did not smell any yesterday.
I didn't even find it. Did the groundhog see a shadow? Do we know?
No, that means spring's supposed to start early.
Did he see it? Do we know what happened?
No, he didn't see his shadow, which means we get spring early.
Okay. I mean, that means it's definitely going to come early because it's just, you know.
Yeah, I'm so ready. And the sun is staying out a little bit later for us too. I mean, it stayed out till like almost 5:30, something like that.
Yeah. That's something I always look forward to is that what every day you get like one more minute of sunlight.
Yes. Slowly getting
there. Bring it on.
I need it. So ladies, let's see. Last week we talked about liquids, hydration. A lot of great comments in the group about that. And I love seeing like everyone is posting their cups that they drink out of or like favorite seltzer waters that they drink. So keep posting it because we love seeing it. Kimberly, she wrote that she's making it a goal to stop drinking soda by the end of the year. She says, but the exception is with the occasional slice of pizza because pizza demands a soda. And I so agree with her on that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And go for it. Go hardcore. Get the diet stuff.
Man, I mean, like it's only once a year, right? Or on occasion. Mm-hmm. How she's been cutting back. She says she has been adding a little sparkling water, the clear American blue raspberry flavor to plain water. And then she's also allowing herself 8 ounces of soda a day. I just love that she's got a plan.
Right.
You know, to peel herself back because that's important to her. I thought that was great.
And that's always the point is to make sure that you make it work for you the way that you need it to work.
Congrats. Absolutely. Jen, she dropped in. She was showing a picture of her mug with her dog's face on it, which was so cute. And that she is a fan in her coffee of International Delight Zero Sugar French Vanilla Creamer. And I looked that up in the app and it's 1 tablespoon, 1 point. And I rolled it up to 2 tablespoons. So it looks like it is like
per tablespoon, you add a point onto it. But I think the International Delight had a Grinch flavor at Christmas.
I remember seeing that. Yes. I think I even tried it. It was pretty good.
Okay. It looked pretty good. And then Kirsten, I don't know if you all noticed this, but she started a thread of low point, easy slow cooker meals. She just asked people to kind of chime that in. So I've pinned the recipe to, or pinned, that message thread. 'Cause there's like 40 comments and there's 40 different recipes. So I've pinned that at the top of the group for everybody, to be able to, you know, filter their way through.
Who doesn't love a good slow cooker meal? Like talking about low and slow and how things get all mixed in the flavors get enhanced. I love a good crock pot.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. And then finally, I just want to shout out to Peg and to Janine, who recently joined as supporters of Real WW Talk. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bravo hand there, right?
I know. We're still missing our gloves. Nadine, we have them. They're somewhere.
Yes.
I do have them. They're just not right here.
Yes.
And I'm listening to your current and previous podcasts, and they're adding light and information to my days. Mm-hmm. With deep gratitude, thank you for being willing to put yourselves out there.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
Yay, that's so sweet. Thank you. And hey, if you want to become a supporter of the podcast, you are certainly more than welcome to. And you'll find all the information when you go to the podcast within the notes. And we're also able to add that to YouTube. Facebook is funky. When we add links to things in Facebook, it causes like the videos and things not to show up. But you can always go to our about section because we do have all of that information, including where to find us on Connect. That's all listed on Facebook in the Facebook group, in the about section. So, Candace, I know you've been hanging out inside. So I no longer have the meetings membership. Mm-hmm. Do you still have the meetings membership?
I do not.
Okay. We're back to like the bare basics. Mm-hmm. But Candace, you still have your meeting membership. Can you give us an idea of what's happening with the things that you're picking up from the meetings?
Yeah, they've been really great. I need that kind of support on a daily basis. So I've been playing them in the background throughout the day while I'm doing my work and while I'm hanging out with my 3-year-old. And one of the new things that they've rolled out, and I know we have listeners that are in other like in Canada and other places. I don't know if it's there, but here in the US, they have affinity groups that they have rolled out where they have meetings that are specific for specific types of demographics. Like if you have over 100 pounds to lose or 50 pounds to lose, or if you're an African-American woman, or if you're a vegetarian, or if you're diabetic. And they're all throughout the day. They have them listed. They also have added like express workshops where they go over Weight Watchers 101, tracking, and Gigi, like I told you, is doing like Zumba. So I'm really impressed, I would say, with how they've beefed up the Zoom and kind of the online meeting options that are available. And I've gotten a lot of information from it. It's felt more support. You know, you feel a little different when you're in a room with others who may have 100 pounds to lose, who get the struggle, mm-hmm. Versus maybe a room where you feel like no one else gets it other than just the fact that they're on Weight Watchers. So it's been really, really great so far. And I think they rolled it out last week. It looks like the feedback has been excellent. So they're probably going to continue to do it. So if you haven't checked those out and you do have the meeting membership, which is a little more expensive than just the core, I think they call it the core membership. Mm-hmm. Make sure you check those out because you'll probably see me in there because I'm in all of them. I just keep going one after the other.
Well, and here's the other thing too, if you're looking at costs, because we brought this up in the group, you can always call WW and say, hey, switch me to the lowest, what's the lowest dollar plan that you have for this? Because they've got all kinds of specials that run all the time. So genuinely, like if you're paying more than $25 for a meetings membership, you're kind of paying too much because we used to, do you remember like, cause we got grandfathered into the plan and we thought we were hot stuff with our $39 a month. Yeah. And they're all like, these people kept posting it in groups like, oh, I spent only $25 for my meeting.
I think I ruined it for you guys. Cause you all were like, wait a second.
But we've been doing this.
And I was like, but it's similar kind of like what you do with like your phone and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they actually encourage it now. Like they're like, go ahead and call because, you know, they're in these longer contracts. Because that's the thing, this fair warning that I do want to say that I feel like some people were surprised about. It's a lower fee, but it's a longer commitment. So it's like, okay, you're going to be locked into this rate for 10 months or for a year, but it's a lower price point. So just know if you're getting close towards the end, you may want to make sure that you reach out and see if you can keep that lower rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, ladies, let's jump into our topic today. We're continuing and we're going to do this all through through till the end of February. We're talking each week about fundamentals because we, you know, it's kind of good just to go back and revisit those things, especially at the beginning of the year. So I thought maybe we would talk about something that we actually don't, we've not really spent a lot of time talking about, and that is sleep.
That's because we don't get enough of it.
Right. And it's so interesting because I know that, remember that was, that's one of the four pillars for WW, sleep. And I don't know about you, but when I think about weight loss, sleep does not, that's not a pillar to me. Like that doesn't even, that doesn't even register. Does, how about you guys?
I mean, I agree with you. I don't immediately think of it, but I can see how it can, could impact things or how it does with me. Like if I, I've been trying to make sure I get a workout in and I've kind of shifted to a PM workout person because I've had a harder time getting in bed early. I used to be really good about like 9:30. I'm winding down 10 o'clock in bed, 10:30 at the latest. But now that I've been staying up later, it's so hard to get up early. And if I don't get that 8 hours, I'm like, I am not the type of person who can just roll out of bed. I, you know, I need that sleep and it impacts what I choose to do the next day if I don't get a full night's sleep. So I could see how it could impact parts of my life or the choices I make if I'm not fully rested.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I think I was less aware before going through my cancer journey. Afterwards, it was so harped on by my doctors, the importance of sleep for recovery and for just overall well-being, that I tried to prioritize it. I have a family curse that I believe started with my grandmother, where no matter what, we wake up early. Like, I mean, I could have been up late and I will still wake up at 4 a.m. Every single day. And I don't want to be up. People are like, why are you up? I don't know. I don't know why. I want to be asleep. I have an internal alarm clock that is just without fail, no matter what's going on, chemo or not, I was up at 4 a.m. Right. So that's been a challenge because I do need to make sure that I get to bed earlier because I know I'm going to wake up. And it's, now that I'm aware of the health benefits, I try to make it a priority to do so. But it's tough. And I never used the tools that I feel Weight Watchers gave. I mean, I have an Apple Watch and stuff that will tell you and monitor how long you sleep. But remember, Weight Watchers actually had it where it would track your sleep. You could put in. I never used those tools. And I think that kind of coincided with what you all said about it was there, but it was never really the main thing that I was focused on.
I used those tools when I got wellness wins for them.
Yeah. See,
I'm going into my progress tab here in the app and it's gone.
Oh yeah. No, it's been gone since they did that update. Thanks to the, because I think that the feedback from what I read on Connect was that nobody was using it.
Yeah. Well, so here's what's interesting. So this is a Harvard Medical School, and they said that new research suggests that adults who are better rested consume significantly fewer calories than those who are chronically sleep deprived. Which I, you know, if you were to tell me like, hey, get more sleep and it helps you lose weight, I'd be like, how's that? And they're like, oh, you're going to eat less. And I'm like, well, hold on. I'm perked up now. Let me hear more about that. But they say that people who sleep less will consume more calories and even crave higher calorie foods compared to those who get adequate sleep. So imagine that if you get adequate sleep at night, 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours seems to be that sweet spot. You'll have fewer calorie or fewer cravings and eat eat better. You'll consume fewer calories. That's kind of interesting. Have you guys noticed that on nights when you don't get good sleep?
Yeah, I actually, I would say, because to me, it's about the quality of the sleep. It's not just like you can say 7 hours or this, but if you're constantly waking up in between or, you know, there's times where I mentally, my mental health and my sleep are directly connected. If I'm anxious about something or, you know, I can't turn my brain off, I might not, I might be in the bed, but it doesn't mean that it was a quality, like 7-8 hours of sleep. And then when I wake up, it really does affect how hungry I am or how I'm going throughout the day. So when I'm well rested and also well exercised, I usually can make really quality decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I notice for me that if I am not sleeping well, I crave what I call a big breakfast. Mm. I want eggs. I want bacon or sausage. Like I just want high fat. I want something with some heft to it, which I think is kind of interesting. Mm. Conversely, like exactly what you said, Candace, when I am well exercised, like I'm walking, I'm paying attention to those things. That also really helps with my sleep cycle as well. Mm-hmm. I notice that I don't sleep as well when I'm not walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more kind of fitful and not, it's just easier for me to predict. Oh, if I go to bed at 9:30, girl, I'm out by 9:45. She's gone. And then I will wake up at, you know, between 5 and 6 a.m. and I'm ready to go. I'm not waking up like feeling sleep hangover or drugged, you know, that kind of feeling.
Well, you know, I'm curious because I know that we all have different stressors going on in our lives and different things that kind of take away or can affect our sleep. I told you, for me, it can be if I'm being a mother and worried about my son, or I'm worried about something with work. What are some techniques that you all have used personally so that I can take them that help you kind of not just wind down? I mean, we've talked about like, don't have any, you know, phones and, you know, they would say you shouldn't have a TV in your bedroom and all of those things, but have you all found a routine that you feel really helps you get to that truly relaxed place that and ready for quality sleep?
Yeah, for me, it involves, I mean, I definitely have a routine. I'm a night shower person. I take my shower at night. So it starts with that. And I usually listen to an audiobook while I'm in the shower, and that relaxes me. And then, I do a little time with the Bible and prayer before I go to bed. But I find that thankfully my neighborhood's very quiet, but it can't be too quiet. So I always like to turn on either like white noise or some type of sleep music, nothing with words. But I found that like certain sounds are really helpful for me for relaxing once I get into bed, set a timer for them. And then I'm usually knocked out by the time, you know, the second song plays or whatever it is. So I find that like just taking those steps gets me really calm, and it's part of a routine. So it's comforting too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, so my thing is not so much necessarily falling asleep. It is staying asleep. And around 3 a.m., I'll have a wake up. Mm-hmm. And usually I'll wake up with my brain ruminating on something. Mm-hmm. Something that's within the anxiety realm, a problem that's just sitting at the front of my mind type of thing. And I would continue to stay up and think about it and problem solve it. And then I would go to my phone because I was like, okay, well now I've got to shut that off. So I go to my phone to distract myself. And the next thing I know, I've been up since 3 a.m. and it's now time to get ready for work. Mm-hmm. And so a big thing for me that I've started doing when I wake up with that rumination, is to say, now is not the time to think about this problem or to solve this problem. And so, we're just going to put that to rest until tomorrow morning. That doesn't need to be dealt with right now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, once like you will yourself to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And another part of that is I also will not pick up my phone, because the minute I pick up my phone and I start scrolling through, actually what I've realized is I'm doing that to distract myself from another, like, it's like one problem begets another problem. Mm-hmm. And I need to not touch my phone. I can't use that as a distraction, as a pacifier or anything. And also a lot of times for me, the solution is I need to pray right now. I'm up here. I need to give this thing over to God, and that's in his lap, not in mine. And God, would you help me go back to sleep? Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, she gone. Yeah. She's back out.
Yeah. You know, my therapist, there's two techniques that I use. One that I had to learn when I was going through the cancer journey, because I was similar to you, Erin, waking up a lot in between. My sleep was interrupted. So those were the three things. Number one, and this is something you would talk to your doctor about, but melatonin was something that was highly recommended and very, very complementary to what I was going through to kind of help you stay in sleep. The dosage and everything is something I worked out with my doctor and my naturopath. But melatonin has been very helpful. But also I use the Calm app because they have bedtime stories on there. And they have stories that help you go to sleep, but also if you wake up in the middle of the night. And they're specifically for, did you wake up? This is what you need to listen to help you go back to sleep. And I will say it's worked like a charm for me to be able to kind of listen. I had a free trial for a while. I don't know if it's a part of the free trial or the premium, but they probably have stuff like that on YouTube too. But anything that kind of, by the time that I recognized that I was listening, I'd fallen back asleep. And it's usually a story or something that, you know, kind of what you talked about, Ricky, that, you know, that engages you. Mm-hmm. And something my therapist told me that was another technique is she said, I used to try to fight it a little bit like you, Erin, where it's like, if I woke up and I was like, I need to go back to sleep. Let me look at this. She told me to get out of bed and to go to like have a chair or something that was like your comfort chair. And then whether I'm going to sit in that chair and read the Bible or to journal, but don't do activities in the bed.
Yes. She said,
get out, find somewhere else to sit until you start to get sleepy again. But let it be something like that. That might not be as exciting, like reading the Bible. Not saying that's not exciting, but something that's not too overly stimulating.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was a game changer for me because I used to try to do it while in the same place that I was trying to go back to sleep. And sometimes just changing the environment really did help me say, OK, I'm tired again. Let me go back to bed and try.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Do you all, before you go to bed, do you drink anything or do you have like a cutoff time?
I was like, do you drink? I can't drink anymore.
Like I hear people all the time who will say they'll do, by the way, I echo the melatonin because back when I would do the morning show, radio days, still in the radio days, but on the on-air days, I would do the melatonin just to help knock me out because I would go to bed at 7:30 so I could hit that, you know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. wake up call type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've tried a couple times when I've been in those like real high stress environment things where I'll do chamomile tea before bed, like the sleepy time teas. Mm-hmm. But I have found that I tend to have to get up in the middle of the night and potty, and that does not work for me.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
I've had a friend recommend the Calm powders, which is magnesium. Mm-hmm. I personally haven't used it a lot because that's falling asleep typically and like waking up in the night hasn't been a concern for me. But I know that it's supposed to be helpful for other things as well. But I've heard that's a good thing for me. There's nothing other than that I've really heard of or used that's been helpful.
Cherry juice. That's another one I've heard of. Cherry
juice. The sleepy time cocktail. Isn't that like the big thing right now?
Is it? No, I've heard that.
I'm really excited.
The sleepy girl cocktail.
If I hear one more trend refer to me as a 43-year-old woman, as a girly or girl or a babe, I have worked too hard to grow up become a woman to be referred to as a girly.
I know.
Erin's rebelling here. Listen.
I'm not loving it either. I'm just repeating what I've heard on the internet.
On these internets.
I don't know what, I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. I know I do, but it drives, and girl boss. Okay. I don't see any men referring to themselves as boy boss.
Girl
you?
Dinner.
Or, yes.
Okay.
Girl math, all the same.
What is this girl mocktail that you're talking
about? So the sleepy girl
mocktail
for grown women.
Grown women mocktail.
Is a combination of tart cherry juice. And I think there's variations of it, but tart cherry juice. And I think some people use the Olipops or the poppy, like a lime flavor or like something more plain that you're mixing with that cherry juice. And I think some people do add the calm, like magnesium, I don't know if I'm saying that wrong, powder to it. But, you know, mix it up and drink it before bed. And a lot of people have been, you know, people will swear by things just to get the views. So I know it's not always reliable. I have not personally tried it, but
they have their brand partnership with out of the three.
Right. Exactly.
What's so interesting is that the reason why my ears perked up is tart cherry juice, again, is something that was required, that was suggested by my naturopathic, my oncology naturopath, because it's helpful for different things. You have to watch it with the sugar. Because they also have like capsules, but I do know that there's a lot of people who swear by tart cherry juice for like health benefits. I don't know anything about the other stuff, but yeah, that's interesting. I take it anyway. That's so maybe I'm doing that naturally.
There you go.
I just didn't know that it was like a hot girl drink.
Sleepy girl mocktail.
I will say that I have, because every now and then I'll get leg cramps at night. And usually it's because I'm low on potassium or haven't been drinking my water. Okay. So I acknowledge that. And when I start doing that, the leg cramps go away. But when they do happen, I have its magnesium oil spray.
Okay.
That you put on, you spray on the back of your legs, and it helps with the cramps. But it's that way, you know, your skin is what your greatest organ that you have, and you absorb things through it. Mm-hmm. So the magnesium absorbs into the bloodstream there. And I have noticed not only does it help with the cramp, but I fall asleep. I'm out solid.
Well, I need to know that because I like a crazy woman night before last decided that I was going to do a 2-hour bike ride. There is a class. Listen, it was not on purpose. I did the math wrong. I clicked on this.
How do you accidentally do a 2-hour
bike thing ride? Is like it said a number that was high. And I was like, I haven't done a 120-minute class. That's like an hour.
That's amazing.
And then I missed it. That's like an hour times
2 hours.
That's 2 hours. But then I was already into the ride and I was like, this thing is going on really long. Like this is
to me, I would have cut through somebody's yard and doubled back.
No, I would have. This is
like, and so being on the bike, you can't. And then little Matt Wilpers, the guy who was the instructor, he was just being so nice. He's like, you've worked so hard to get here. But back to what I wanted to say in regards to our discussion, I was worried about a leg cramp because sometimes when I over-exercise, honestly, I was so concerned that I was going to have like one of those, because those cramps in the middle of the night, talk about 911. I was like, the last time I had one, I was like, David, you know, I'm married. I said, listen, it's over. It wasn't the cancer. It's over. Just take the child because it's just not okay.
Raise him like we talked about.
Tell him I love him and I love him. And he was like, you're having a cramp. I said, I know, but it's a bad one.
So mustard, a shot of pure mustard.
But now I want this spray that you have. So I can get the magnesium.
But if you have one of those, like it's a cramp and it is not going away and you're dragging yourself.
Yeah.
Like I've done that where I had to drag myself down the steps.
Yes.
To the refrigerator to go squirt mustard in my mouth. And literally within seconds, it just relaxed. I don't know what
is it. Bananas. That's good to know. Mustard is the thing.
Mustard. When you're in the middle of an intense cramp, somebody else had told me about it and they were so right. But bananas have potassium and coconut water. Mm. Coconut water is amplified with potassium, and that also.
Well, I do know that, and that's actually why I always, because of that last cramp, and I really do always have like a coconut water or banana or something near the bed. Mm-hmm. Not that I have them often, but mm-hmm. especially, I was especially concerned because this bike ride was not planned very well, and I just didn't want to. I was like, I was so proud that I did it, and I posted, this was a big, I did 30 miles, like it was a lot of, but Lord, I was like, I'm gonna pay for this tonight, and that's gonna be all she wrote. What happened? She decided to buy 2 hours.
We'll put that on your tombstone, Candace.
Like, she really wanted to get those Peloton miles. So
she thought 120 minutes was 1 hour. And then some.
I don't know what that shows you. I have too much on my brain. When you're like, I was like, you know, this isn't going to be that long. It's a little longer than normal. Wait a second. This is double.
Listen, the week before last, I was passing out doing Billy Blanks. You this week, you're
over here on the bike. They're like, exactly. So I won't be doing that again for a while, but I was proud that I accomplished it. And I did not have a leg cramp.
Good.
So that was good.
Yeah. Did you end up doing your Pilates?
I did. I know we didn't kind of circle back. I did a 10.
Well, we did talk about it last. We did circle back last week, and well, everybody
we did, but we didn't go. We didn't go kind of deep.
We go deep.
So that's true. We talked. We kind of glossed over it, but yes, I did do like a high. I did a shorter class.
Okay.
And like I said, it was a nice. It was nice. I'm learning that I need to stretch more, and things like that made me feel good. And actually, that's another technique for sleep. Mm. I've been doing, like, I actually have added stretching to my routine before bed. Mm. And something about that, in addition to, like, it's been great, you know, and I don't know if that really helped me not have the cramp. I don't know, but that's stretching has been really important.
So my plantar fasciitis has been coming back. And one of the things I'm trying to remember, the things that I did that helped me be successful with getting rid of it before. And one of the things I would do is in the mornings, getting out of bed, you know, you're half asleep, you're tired, different variations of tiredness, but it's stretching before getting out of bed. Because if you've ever had plantar fasciitis, one of the hardest things can be getting out of bed. Or if you've been sitting on the couch for a while or sitting at your desk for a while, standing up for the first time after being seated, it can be really painful. But doing some of those stretches before getting out of bed, I think it also makes your just whole body, like by the time you get out of bed, you're fully awake because you've stretched your legs. You know, you can extend that to stretching mm-hmm. your torso and your arms. And I think that's a really great way to wake up.
Yeah. Ricky, I would recommend, and because it was recommended to me in mm-hmm. our Real WW Talk Facebook group, the UFOS shoes.
Okay.
Those have changed the game. Because you remember, I went through a very long stretch where I couldn't even go out and do my daily walks.
Yeah.
Because the plantar fasciitis was so bad. Every time I took a step, I felt like I was my foot was shattering. Mm-hmm. They have helped heal my foot.
That's amazing.
Go on. So I'm back out doing my walks now.
But is it a tennis shoe or a sandal?
They've got both. Okay. They have slides. Mm-hmm. They've got shoes. They have sport shoes. Yeah. And they are not inexpensive, but they just, and I don't know if the sale is still going on, but they had 20% off of some reduced prices. So
great.
It's always good to check their website because they do have all kinds of sales and deals that they will run at certain parts of the year. So it's good to check in. But at the last one, I got two more pair of shoes and one of their slides for the price of one that I would have spent before. So, awesome. So I've got a pair of slides now that I wear through the house with my socks. I look like that person and I'm okay with it.
Say the name one more time.
UFOS. OOFOS. And I can go ahead and add that to the show notes. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, we just to be clear, we don't have any brand deals or anything with that. So unless anybody
reach out to us,
but if somebody wants to call us, they can. But that's the power of the Real WW Talk Facebook community. Mm. I had mentioned it, and I had so many people say, "Hey, you should check these out." spot on. Community win on that.
Thank you, RWWT community. We saved Aaron's feet, and Ricky looks like she's about to be saved as well.
She's about to be saved.
I will be. I can't wait.
I'm going to convert everybody into wearing the same shoes as me now.
Mm. Yeah. That'd be great. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Well, man, we've enjoyed having this conversation around sleep with you. We'd love to hear about your sleep habits. You know, is there maybe a little something that you cough, maybe not coffee. You don't want to drink coffee before you go to bed unless that helps you sleep. Is it tea? Do you have some kind of ritual that you do, something that just helps you get ready?
Not only get to sleep, but stay asleep.
Mm-hmm. Stay asleep. And if you have a wake up routine too, we'd love to hear it, because I think that's just as important as how you go to sleep, as how you wake up and how you start the day. So let's hear it. You can follow us on Facebook by joining the Real WW Talk Facebook community. We are on Instagram. You can listen on the podcast and on YouTube. Just search Real WW Talk anywhere you go and you will find us.
And people were asking in the group how to find us on Connect. There's a post with our names that's also in the show notes with all of our Connect handles.
Perfect. All right. Have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.